Chapter 3. The World of Plants.
Unit 6. Plant Dominance and the Perfect Flower.
Biologists classify all flowering plants as angiosperms. Fossil records of these plants date back over 100 million years, as far back as the Cretaceous period. Numerous types of angiosperms appeared suddenly and in abundance during this period. This occurred when the planet was warmer and more uniform than it is today. Angiosperms soon became the dominant plant form, growing as far north as the Arctic Circle. Today, there are over 250,000 different species of flowering plants, including daisies, roses, maple trees, cacti, as well as all fruits, vegetables, grains, nuts, and herbs. Angiosperms remain extremely abundant in the Earth's tropical and temperate zones. Angiosperms belong to the phylum Tracheophyta, also known as vascular plants. Like all vascular plants, angiosperms consist of roots, leaves, and seeds. Most importantly, they have a central cylinder of vascular tissue utilized for carrying water and minerals up the stem. Other vascular tissues transport sugars and other products of photosynthesis from the leaves down the stem to other parts of the plant. Flowering plants differ from other vascular plants by having a highly complex vascular system. Their most distinguishing characteristic is their display of two interrelated structures, the flower and the fruit. The flower, which includes the sex organs of an angiosperm, provides the plant with a means of reproduction. Some flowers contain only male reproductive structures, while others contain only female structures. A flower that possesses both male and female organs is called a perfect flower, the central structure of which is the carpel, or female reproductive organ. A single flower may display one or more carpels. Biologists believe that the carpel evolved from a leaf, enfolded in such a way that ovules, or egg-carrying sacs, became attached to the inner surface. The base of the carpel is named the ovary, where ovules grow into seeds upon fertilization. The sticky surface at the tip of the carpel is called the stigma, which collects pollen grains. The grains germinate and grow down a slender column of tissue, known as the style, toward the ovules. The stamen is the male reproductive organ of flowering plants. It consists of a pollen-producing anther supported by a long stem called a filament. Other parts of the flower, such as petals, function as attractive visual displays for pollinators. The many beautiful flowers of angiosperms are characterized by a variety of colors, odors, patterns, and nectar, which guide and lure pollinating insects, birds, bats, and other animals to the plant's reproductive organs. In this manner, the flower serves as a device by which the angiosperm invites animals to transport pollen grains from plant to plant, allowing for the fertilization of the plant's egg cells. Many angiosperms have evolved specialized features, such as complex landing platforms or deep nectar-secreting tubes that allow them to be visited regularly by only a few animal species. This ensures that their pollen is not often wasted on flowers of other species. When a flower is pollinated, the pollen grains collect on the stigma of the flower. There, they undergo germination, in which pollen tubes grow down through the style into the ovary. Sperm cells travel down the pollen tubes and fertilize the egg cells inside the ovules. Upon fertilization, the ovules begin developing into seeds, and the surrounding ovary begins developing into fruit. Fruits function as a method of seed dispersal for flowering plants. They are often edible and turn bright colors as they ripen in order to attract the attention of birds and mammals. When animals eat the fruits of angiosperms, the seeds pass undigested through the body and are deposited some hours later, usually a good distance from the parent plant. Other fruits facilitate seed dispersal by various means, such as bursting open, forming wings, and sticking to fur, feathers, or clothing. Flowers and fruits greatly influence the emergence of angiosperms as the dominant plant species in the majority of regions throughout the world. The evolutionary success of angiosperms is most likely attributed to their highly efficient fertilization and distribution systems. Consequently, the Angiospermae class contains more individual plants and more species than any other class in the plant kingdom.